So this afternoon, for our topic for our mutual encouragement is the inheritance, spiritual inheritance of our elders.
我们, 年长一代, 通常都会关心, 我们留给年轻的, 我们的儿女们, 我们的后裔是哪些东西?
As elders, or as we age and as we grow, sometimes we always wonder what we can leave behind for our descendants. Sometimes the younger people would ask themselves, what are my elders going to leave for me when they leave? Are they going to leave me an inheritance that would one day grow and I'll have a windfall? Or are they going to leave me with certain knowledge or wisdom that I can take throughout the rest of my life? What exactly do we value? We always, sometimes for those who have children, we wonder what things of value can we leave for them.
所以我们会留给我们的下一代的, 基本上就是我们这一代的人会觉得有价值的。
So what we want to leave for our children and their children, it's based on what we value today.
所以通常我们不会做父母亲的时候不会我去欠一屁股债, 然后我死的时候就把那个债留给儿女去还。
It's many parents hopefully don't have a lot of debt and accrue a lot of debt just so that when right before they depart this world they leave that debt for that burden onto the children.
我们通常留下什么东西就表示是我们觉得有价值的，我们拼了一生之后所留所遗留下来的。
So what we leave behind for our children, we usually find of value, and we spend our lives developing and building upon that. We all know material wealth is temporary. What is everlasting is spiritual. It is before the eyes of God, it is something that lasts forever. Typically, what lasts forever and what is pleasing to God, typically is not material.
我们来看,
so let's take a look at a few examples. Let's flip to 2 Samuel.
今天下午来想想,
so we're going to study what our elders, what inheritance they can leave behind for us. Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1.
这是大卫最后的末终之言啊。
These are the last words of David.
那这一段, 这基本上从第一节到第七节是一篇诗歌。
And in fact, verses 1 through 7 is a psalm of David.
这篇诗歌没有在诗篇里面记录。
This psalm, however, is not recorded in the book of Psalms.
特别只有在撒母耳记里面留下来的。
It's especially recorded in the book of 2 Samuel.
这篇诗歌是 大卫他年终的时候,
this is a psalm of David in his advanced age.
神的灵借他的话所讲出来的。
The Spirit of God touched him, and through him, he spoke these words.
一开头就说以下是大卫末了的话, 耶西的儿子大卫得居高位, 是雅各神所高的, 做以色列的美歌者, 说,
Verse 1, thus says David, the son of Jesse, thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel.
大卫知道他自己的身份，他是神所高的君王。David
understood his role and his position. He was raised up on high by God himself.
他得居高位是神的恩典。This
is a blessing of God.
然后他现在是做以色列的美歌，就是写了很多美好的诗歌的作者。And
he is the sweet psalmist of people of Israel.
所以 大卫留给后代人许许多多歌颂神伟大的诗歌。
So David left behind all the descendants of Israel these very sweet psalms.
你看我们诗篇150篇里面有73篇是大卫写的。
In fact, half of the Psalms and Book of Psalms were written by David himself.
哦，所以大卫的诗歌哦，包罗万象，就是很广啊，里面的内容很广。
And the content of his Psalms encompasses a great multitude of facets of our lives.
因为大卫他经历了很，他一生里面经历了很多事情。
Because David himself experienced quite a bit.
每一件事情都是神带领他的。
And every single experience he had was led by God himself.
所以他回过头去看他一生的时候，他写了很多的诗歌。
So if you take, as he ponders and reflects upon his life, he wrote a lot of psalms.
今天我们读到大卫的诗歌，我们都很感动。
And today, as we read many of his psalms, we are touched.
就好像发生在我们身上一样。
As if we can completely relate to them.
真的，这个是这个叫做圣灵的工作。
This, in otherwise known as the work of the Holy Spirit.
哦，那所以大卫哈，他现在最终要年老的时候，年终以前，他讲了这一段信息。第二节说，神的灵借着我说，他的话在我口中。
23 verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue.
哦，所以这是为什么我们说圣经都是神所默示的。
So this is why the words in the Bible are God's words themselves.
就是神 inspire, 神感动我们，启发那个作者写下来的。
They are inspired by God, and these penmen would write the words.
所以你看耶利米先知，他虽然年幼，但是神说我把我的话放在你的口里面，你就照我跟你讲的话去讲就好了。
Just like God instructed Jeremiah, the words I speak to you, you shall speak to the people.
哦，所以事实上，这个叫做神的信息。
This is called
the message.
The messages of God Himself.
第三节说，以色列的神，以色列的磐石，晓谕我说，那以公义治理人民的，敬畏神，执掌权柄的。
Verse 3, the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.
第四节，他必像日出的晨光，如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。
And he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth.
所以以色列的神就是以色列磐石，就是这位神是他的百姓的依靠。
So the God is the rock of Israel.
就是神是提供保护的。
He is their comforter. He is their protector.
哦，所以神他自己说他是以色列的磐石啊。
So God of Israel said he is the God, the rock of Israel.
那接下去他说，那以公义治理人民的，就是他是这个百姓的君啊。如果是以公义来治理百姓，这个人如果是敬畏神。而执掌权柄，就是知道他的权柄是神给他的。
And that he who rules over the men of Israel must be just, and they must rule fearing the Lord.
也就是说，他们知道这个国度是属神，神的是公义圣洁的神。
This ruler must understand that this kingdom is belongs to God, and the people belong to God.
那这个执掌权柄的人，如果是这样子敬畏神呢？第四节他说，他就像日出的晨光一样，是如无云的清晨。
So if this ruler of the people rules in this fashion, he shall be like verse 4 says, like the light of the morning when the sun rises.
所以你看这个早晨，如果真的是天气很晴朗的时候，那个日出就很漂亮。
For example, if we have ever witnessed a sunrise under clear skies, it's quite beautiful.
哦，如果早上是没有云的哈，那个晴天哈，我们就看到非充满希望，因为你看到的是阳光普照。
A sunrise on a beautiful clear day gives us immense hope.
然后我们就看到，如果以后哈会出现晴光啊，那嫩草就生长，一片欣欣向荣。
So, so when the sun rises, like the tender grass springing out of the air, the earth, by clear shining after rain.
啊，就是我们看到，如果暴风雨之后，如果有阳光出现，基本上我们都顺便看到彩虹。
And typically, for example, after a strong rain, and when the clouds break and the sunshine shines through, we typically see a rainbow.
啊，所以看到彩虹的时候，哦，就看到神的约。
And often when we see a rainbow, what we see behind that is the Ark of God.
那有雨 有雨水之后又有阳光，接下来那个草就生长啊，遍地就是一片啊，非常充满生机盎然的景象了。
And once the ground receives this water, and the shine then shines onto it, the grass and the flowers would grow.
所以在这里看到一个神，一个执掌权柄的啊，敬畏神的君王，然后呢，他有一个神所祝福的国度。
So this is the man that was raised up on high. He was blessed by God. He feared God, and he was blessed with his entire kingdom.
好，那这个时候呢，你看。如果继续看第五节
，And if you continue on to chapter 23, verse 5,
他说：“我家在神面前并非如此，神却与我立永远的约。
”Although my house is not so with God, yet He has made with me an everlasting covenant.
啊，这个约是凡事坚稳，关乎我的一切救恩和我一切所想望的，他岂不为我成就吗
？Ordered in all things and secure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire. Will He not make it increase？
啊，你看。那这里就这个作诗的大卫哈，他就这样子感谢。
So this is how the psalmist David praised and thanked God.
他知道他自己本身并没有那么完美。
He understood that he was imperfect.
这个治理以色列的哈，以公义治理人民，敬畏神又执掌权柄的，真正所讲的，事实上预告的是耶稣基督的出现的。这个王呢，哈，这个像清晨日光这个王，基本上所预言的就是讲耶稣基督了。
So in fact, as this person that David is describing, with such immense power and fear of God, actually refers to Jesus Christ Himself.
真的，主耶稣的出现像称清晨日光。
Jesus Christ entered this world as a light of the world.
他就是那个公义的日头。
He is the rock, the just just
sun, 公义的日头 sun， 它是太阳。主耶稣是公义的日头了，听不懂，公义啊 ，righteous 啊。
Oh, he is the righteous one of all.
太阳啊，公义的太阳啊。
The righteous sun.
啊、哦，那所以真的在掌权的是这位耶稣基督啊。
So who is really describing is Jesus Christ.
他所讲的这个国度实际上是属灵的啊教会啊。
And this world that he is describing here is in the spiritual realm.
但当时候当世代的人看到说哦大卫这个王做王的时候，这个国度以色列全民的国度很荣耀。
So when these people were established, they were under this type of glory.
但是其实大卫他自己说。他自己 在神的面前并不是那么像基督那么完美无瑕疵的。
But David, as he described himself, was not as perfect as he described Jesus Christ.
可是神却跟我立永远的约啊。
But God made this everlasting covenant.
哦，神把救恩把一切的福气都赐给他，让他的家永永远远能够建立在神面前的。
He ordered all things and secure and all his salvation and all his desires were given.
所以大卫哦，他本身哦，他想到这个地方，他说：“这件事情岂是一般人所会有的呢？”啊，这个神跟他立这个永远的约，很特别。
So this everlasting covenant is this really something that God typically grants everyone?
第六节他就说：“但是如果是腓力，就是那个会背叛神的人，不听神的话的人呢，那不是这样子的。
”So verse 6 discusses. How the sons of rebelling, it's actually the contrary of what they receive.
他们像荆棘会最后被丢在火里焚烧的。
The sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away.
那人家要对待他的时候是用枪杆、用铁器、用枪杆，就是都是武装起来的，因为怕被他伤害。
So anyone who dares touch them, they will be armed with iron and the shaft, so otherwise weapons to protect themselves from such people.
所以这个悖逆的人最后是被焚烧的。
So these types of people of rebellion will eventually be cast down to hell.
所以我们就看到在这里哦，大卫最后的时候，他留下这篇诗歌。
So as David leaves the psalm for us,
他留给他的子孙，从这里就看到三件事。
He left for him his descendants three things.
第一个，他留下了一篇非常重要的预言。
First, he leaves with them a very important message.
也是一篇诗歌。
At the same time, it's a psalm.
就是大卫的作品。他对神的 对神的感受，他的经历。
His psalms are typically what his thoughts and feelings contain.
第二，他留给他的子孙一个永远的国度。
Second, he leaves for his descendants this everlasting kingdom.
这个国度呢，后来要进到属灵里面，在基督里面执掌王权的这个国度。
This is the spiritual kingdom that is promised by us or to us by God.
第三个，他留下了一个王位。
He left behind a space on the throne.
这个是王的权柄呢。
This is the
当王的
almightiness of a king.
Almighty 吗？说问题，这是他掌权呢。
This is the authority of a king.
所以，但愿他这个后代子孙要坐在这个王位上，直到永远。神要建立他的，神要坚固他这个后代子孙坐在这个王位上。
So in other words, he's going to place before his people sovereign king.
所以大卫他留给他的子孙，这里所提到都不是一些物质的东西。
So what David leaves behind, these three things we just discussed, these are not materialistic things.
就是今天他对神的感受，他把它记录下来的。
So at this time of writing, David expressed his thoughts and feelings into the psalm.
神应许他这个王位，这个国度中一直到永远，其实是在第七章我们看到神跟他立这个约啊，立这个永远的约了。
So we can see that this covenant is everlasting.
那这个约是因为大卫爱神。
And this covenant was established because David loved God.
他愿意为神做一些事情。
He was willing to sacrifice his life for God.
神反过来为他建立这个家。
And in return, God established such a family for him.
应许他的子孙永远坐在这个王位上。
Promised that his descendants, his people, shall sit in this seat of the throne.
他的国度一直存到永远，不会改变的。
That his kingdom shall never dissolve.
所以这个就是当时大卫他留给子孙的最重要的。
So this is extremely important, and this is exactly what David left behind.
你看
for his descendants.
撒母耳记下第二十二章啊。
So if you look at take a look at the chapter before in 2 Samuel chapter 22.
这是撒母耳记里面在讲大卫的历史里面特别留下这一篇诗歌。
And this was another psalm that David left behind.
这篇诗歌跟诗篇十八篇是基本上是一模一样的。
It's identical to Psalm in the book of Psalms, Psalm 18.
那这一篇诗歌就是大卫他的一生所经历的事情的一个综合的记录了。
And this is the midpoint, recorded as the midpoint of David's life.
这一篇诗歌很长，五十一节。
There are 51 verses in this psalm.
分成好几个段落。
And it can be divided into various sections.
它基本上就是大卫对神的感谢。
And the root of this psalm centers around his thankfulness and gratitude towards God.
他感谢神让他得拯救，从仇敌的手中被拯救出来。
He thanked God for saving him, for his salvation, saving him from his enemies.
他感谢神让他能够得胜仇敌，有力量胜过仇敌。
He thanked God for his for delivering him from his enemies.
那所以这整篇诗歌啊，基本上就是大卫他对神的体验。
So essentially, these are the experiences of David shared and expressed in his psalm.
主神是我的磐石，是我的拯救。
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
那这个也是大卫在一生里面所学到的属灵的功课。
And these are actually all the teachings and learnings he had over the course of his life.
所以诗篇二十二篇，你看就是在历史里面特别记录了他的这篇诗歌哈，很有意义的。
So this psalm, especially recorded in the Old Testament, in the history of in the Old Testament, leaves with us a very very edifying example.
他提到神是他的保护。
That God is his strength.
提到神是他的力量。
His strength and deliverer.
神是真的哦，对他的照顾很完全，无微不至。
In that his protection is complete.
哦，然后他歌颂神是完美、公义的、完美的。
And he praises Lord, praises God as just
神的,
and perfect.
神的道是完全的,
and that his and that the truth of God is perfect.
比如说22章的第31节,
For example, chapter 22, verse 31.
至于神他的道是完全的, 神的话是炼净的, 凡投靠他的,
As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him.
所以这个神是可以靠的。
Therefore, God is someone that can be relied on.
你不用担心说我靠这个神会失望。
Never should there be an ounce of doubt in your mind that God is unreliable.
除了我们的神以外, 谁是磐石呢?
Other than God himself, who is our rock?
所以你看他这个就是他信仰的体验。
So these are the feelings expressed by David.
然后从33节以后, 你就看到, 诶, 大卫这个时候他感受到神加给他很多力量。
And verse 33 and beyond, it's David expressing how much strength he was granted by God.
神给他技能，事实上是神给他的，让他都足以胜过仇敌的。神把他装备起来。God
packaged this packaged strength and power for David so that he can overcome his enemies.
所以最后他说了，哎，这个敬畏神的人哦，他我们所认识的神是怎么样的神呢？
And and he described himself as someone who feared the Lord, and this is how one should act.
第47节, 主是,
Verse 47.
主神是活神, 愿我的磐石被人称颂, 愿神那拯救我的磐石被人尊崇。
The Lord lives, blessed be my rock, let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation.
哦, 那接下去啊, 他就开始讲这个 敬拜神的人，他们所认识这个活神是怎么样的？
And also those who fear the Lord and worship him, this is how they are.
第48节，神是为我伸冤的。
It is God who avenges me.
神是让众民都伏在我以下的。
And subdues the people under me.
第49节说，神是救我脱离仇敌的。
Verse 49, he delivers me from my enemies.
神是把我举起高过那些攻击我的人, 他是一定得胜的。
That you lift me up above those who rise against me.
第49节, 接下去说, 你救我脱离强暴的人。
And he continues, you have delivered me from the violent man.
好, 然后第51节, 最后他说, 神是极大的救恩给他所立的王。
And in verse 51, he is the tower of salvation to his king.
就是神的救恩是很高大的,很巨大的, 一直成长的。
And so he's describing that the salvation of God, it grows and it rises.
也就是说,我们需要救恩的时候,神就把恩典加给我们,一定够用。
The blessings and the salvation, or the protection we need from God is sufficient for us.
然后神会施慈爱给他的受膏者。
He would make it grow, and he'll grant his descendants the same forevermore.
他要 秀给我们他的kindness,他的mercy,就是他的怜悯,他的慈爱。
And God will show his kindness and his mercy and his love towards his people.
所以这就是这个他最后信仰的结晶了。
And this is essentially the summary of his faith towards God.
所以我们今天长辈要留给儿女什么?
So today, what do our elders leave for their descendants?
我们一定要把我们对 在一生里面对神的这个体验呢，把它留下记录。
As elders, we leave for our children our spiritual experiences.
大卫，他后来他很详细的跟他的儿子说明这位神是怎么样来救他的。
David left for his children stories of how God delivered him.
他述说他在神面前还没有完成的工作是哪些。
He admitted the work he has been appointed to, of which have yet to be completed.
然后要他的儿子继续完成。
And he instructed his descendants to continue that work.
所以我们今天，我们长辈一定要抓住机会，把我们信仰的体验把它留下记录。
So as elders, and as we age, we must grasp these concepts and share them with our children.
我们要留下 为什么我们来信主？
We must leave behind for our children the reasons why we come to worship God.
我们在这个信仰里面，我们经历了神哪一些的拯救，是让我们值得非常感谢的。
We must leave behind for our children all the experience we have of deliverance, of providence, and how we are thankful for them.
我们所认识的这位真神是何等的又真又活，他是恩典的神，是怎么样的发生在我们的家里。
We must leave behind for our children why we feel God is a living and trustworthy God and how he can also be the same toward them.
那我们本身的体验，如果我们能够在我们的生活当中把它展现出来，让我们的儿女看到我们的实际的信仰生活，这个就是能够传到世世代代不会改变的。
Now, as we share these stories and these experiences with our children, we must also live them in real life. We must act upon the same so that they can see it, grasp it, and take it to heart.
那我们会发现说，其实我们的家在神面前也都是不完美的。
Of course, no one is perfect.
但是神跟我们立约了。
But God made a promise.
神从万民当中拣选我们。
We are his chosen ones.
他要赐给我们一切的这个救恩。
He chose us so that he promised us all that we need.
他把我们所想望的赐给了我们。
All that we want under the sun, he has given to us.
真的，我们有时候我们祷告都蒙神成全，我们会很感动啊。
For example, if we have a need and we ask God for it,
但是
and you grant it, we are extremely joyful.
但是有时候日子久了以后，我们就忘记了。
However, sometimes we take this for granted.
除非我们再一一的去回头去想它。
Unless we ponder upon this and reflect upon the past.
有时候我们脑筋不是很好的时候，我们很多东西忘记了。
But of course, no one is perfect, and we are often forgetful.
所以我们一定要趁着我们记忆还新的时候，要把一些恩典的记录这个痕迹把它留下来。
So let's take advantage of when our minds are clear. Anytime you experience something, record it so that one day you can share it.
这个历史才不会中断。
And that way, your history of man and your own personal history will not be forgotten.
信仰才能够传承。
And that is how your faith shall be passed down.
所以我们其实现在差不多要年底了。
We are almost nearing the end of 2016.
等一下又要去回顾过去一年是发生什么事了。
And very soon we are going to reflect upon this past year.
然后又要去展望未来，下一个2017年我们要做什么事。
And we are going to start start to make New Year's resolutions and plan for the new year.
那特别2017年正式就要100年了。
For example, True Jesus Church will be celebrating its 100th anniversary next year.
不要说100年，我们自己的信仰，我们到底留给我们的子孙多少呢？他们记得吗？
So let's think about ourselves. What do we have that we can leave for our children?
所以我们一定要采取行动。
So we must act.
我们的每一个家庭啊，如果都把我们的蒙恩见证把它写下来。
If each and every one of our families today can record as David did, all the blessings and and gratitude of his life.
至少一个家庭一年写一篇见证。
At the very minimum, each family will have one testimony to bear.
我们如果每一年都留下一个记录。
If each and every one of our families have one testimony to record.
不管长短，不管内容是什么样，都是我们对神的感受。
Whether it's a long or short testimony, the point is, it's how you felt,what you experienced and how you felt.
这一些都将成为我们后代子孙非常重要的记录。
These are extremely important, and very valuable.
让这个信仰可以一直延续下来。
And this is how we can pass down all the blessings that God have left for us.
让神跟我们所立的约永远坚立。
And this is how the covenant of God is everlasting.
所以我们所建设的教会不是只是物质的这个建筑物而已。
So that the church is not just a physical building.
而是我们里面内在的信仰真的是越来一代新世一代，而且越来越坚定。
But it is the church that's developed within your heart that only grows and gets stronger with every generation that passes.
我们一定要发现主耶稣所带给我们的是真的是恩上加恩。
So we must truly understand and realize that the blessings of God is grace upon grace.
然后教会所得到荣耀是真的是荣上加荣。
And it's and the glory that the church receives, it's glory upon glory.
我们物质的圣殿盖完之后，我们会看到里面每一个弟兄姐妹的信仰是越加活泼，这样才叫真正的荣耀。
And as we build the church, the physical church, and as we expand the physical church, in it, we must see our own personal faith expand as well.
那我们的子孙都能够在教会里面成为勇士，勇士就是 mighty men.
And this is how our descendants, our children, and their children can one day become mighty men, as David describes.
圣经在描述的时候，它是这样子，它是这样安排的啦。
And as the Bible discusses, this is how God has planned for us.
23章他先讲完了大卫的诗歌之后
and how it's structured in 2 Samuel after chapter 23, the words of David.
这个诗歌就是他留下的遗产，就是这个国度，这个王位。
This psalm that David shared, this is what he has passed down to his children, this throne, this kingdom of God.
接下来一定需要勇士，
勇士，
就是这个国度里面需要 mighty men.
And that this kingdom must be upheld by mighty men.
所以里面就有这么多勇士了。
Therefore, in every kingdom, it records so many names. These are the mighty men.
让我们的教会也是主耶稣作王的一直永存的国度。
And that through these mighty men. This kingdom shall be everlasting.
每一代的人都留下了非常珍贵的属灵的遗产。
And that each and every person can pass down to future generations this grace.
让神的家里面充满勇士。
And so that the church of God, the house of God, can be filled with
这个国度就荣耀了。
So that this kingdom shall be blessed.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
464首.
Hymn 464.